The Wisconsin DNR has been monitoring chronic wasting disease for years. It's been found on some deer farms in the Northwoods, and more recently, five deer along the Oneida-Lincoln County border tested positive. DNR Area Wildlife Supervisor Chuck McCullough says CWD is impacting deer populations in the state.
When they get it, they are never going to recover from it, and they will ultimately die a lot quicker than they would if they were healthy. It affects reproduction, it affects survival, and it's just causing problems with deer numbers, and it just gets to be bigger and bigger wherever it's found.
The DNR needs more samples from deer to figure out how prevalent the disease is in the Northwoods. It's trying to do intensive sampling where other deer tested positive in that northeast corner of Lincoln County. It also wants samples from around three lakes where a deer farm has had some positive cases. The DNR wants to get up to 300 samples each in Forest, Langlade, and Iron counties. That's part of an intensive herd management study. While those are focus areas for the DNR in the Northwoods, hunters anywhere in Wisconsin can get their deer tested for free. McCullough says hunters just need to take the harvested deer head to a sampling kiosk site. There's usually two in every county.
You can go to one of those, fill out a form in the kiosk, and leave it with the head, and we'll take the samples, and your results will be returned to you shortly.
We have a link to sampling site locations on our website, WXPR.org. It takes a couple weeks for hunters to get results. If you do get a positive test result, the DNR, per health officials' guidance, does not recommend people eat the deer that have tested positive. The DNR says hunters should take the meat and bones to a landfill to dispose of properly. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.